It's Friday. Let y'all know about a little content warning in today's ep. Angels are talking about being disassociated during sex. It's very light. At about 13 minutes in, I make a really weird and alarming noise, and that is your cue to skip ahead if you don't want to hear about that.
I love you, bye.
Hey baby, hey baby, hey. The girls say,
the boys say,
the non-binary people say,
the other people say,
the people whose genders aren't confusing say.
What era are you in right now?
I'm in my premonition era at the moment.
You're in your premonition era.
Yes. Okay. And do you want me to say more?
I please.
Or less.
I'm desperate.
Say less.
No, tell me. I want to hear more.
I am having premonitions in ways I never have and probably never will again.
Okay. You're feeling deeply psychic.
I'm feeling deeply psychic. Okay, so you know I get like this sometimes where I feel like I'm waking up every day and I just can feel that something huge is coming.
I think it's called anxiety. But it's like when it's not negative, it's just positive anxiety. You're just like really waiting for something insane to happen. You're waiting for your life to be completely turned upside down.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like it actually is going to happen really soon.
No, totally, girl.
Like, I told you this the other day, but I like woke up the other day and I was like, oh my God, I have to like reach out to that person that is like changing my life right now and affecting me extremely positively, who I'm like in love with and also building an entire new sort of like earthly plane with. And then
what are you talking about right now? I have no idea.
Remember? And then I realized that that person doesn't exist yet, so I had no one to text yet, but that they're coming.
No, you didn't tell me that, and I have no idea what you just said. You are losing your mind. You are so close to starting a cult. You are so close to being Mother God. It's not even funny. You are nearly Mother God with that one.
Okay, no, let me rephrase.
Okay.
Let me put it in layman's terms.
Okay, right.
For the first time in my life, I feel like I'm about to find something I'm not looking for.
For the first time in my life, I feel free.
Yeah.
I feel wild and crazy and beautiful.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, I honestly feel this for you too. I think what it is that like you have been in therapy for long enough that I think you're really ready for what's coming for you.
I am entering my horny era.
Okay, love.
For the first time in a long time.
That's for real.
From April until like a week ago, I didn't masturbate.
What?
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, for 6 months.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, that's what I mean. No, that's what I mean.
That's really fucking with your productivity.
Not really. I wasn't horny. I was only horny if I was actively having sex.
No, I know, but, like, I feel like you need to come to just, like, get everything out of your system. Otherwise, you're holding... Maybe that's why your jaw is so tight.
No, no, because then I would try to masturbate and I would just get too sad and have to stop.
I'm so sorry.
That doesn't happen to you ever?
No, that has happened to me during a breakup. But also, breakups are usually my horniest era, but I can't masturbate. Okay, so you're in your premonition era. You're in your horny era.
Yeah.
I would say I am in my realizing era.
Oh, Kylie.
Yes, very Kylie.
What are you realizing?
What I realized, first things first, is I realized the way I was sitting in the chair was insane. I was sitting, as gay people do, like up on one hip in sort of like a herky. So like a straight.
Herky, what's that?
You ever had cheerleader friends?
No, I wasn't friends with any cheerleaders.
Okay. I was friends with the slutty cheerleaders who everyone hated.
Damn, really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do with them?
I don't know, we fucked each other. Right leg straight, left leg bent. Toes wrapped around the wood of my desk with my heel kind of in one of the drawers. Painful and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why am I sitting like this? And it literally led to deep, intense realizations about myself. I'm so disassociated from my body that I'm not even realizing that my my bare toes are split over the wood of my desk. That is really weird. Literally from just that alone, I've been like just trying to walk around consciously and be like, how does my body feel right now? Listen, if you're listening to this podcast, fix your posture right now.
Relax your jaw.
Relax your jaw. Shoulders down the back and let them loose. Mm-hmm. Really breathe into the, what's it called? Pussy?
Yeah. Wait, sorry. What's that called? Pussy? I always hear what that's called.
Breathe in, bitch. My gender vibe is like I am an extra in The Bear.
Oh.
There's like, there's one cook in the kitchen who doesn't talk and isn't a character. But you just see them cooking in the background, kind of same like look and vibe as the other people, like styled the same way, like definitely of the world. But I'm just a line cook.
Okay, okay, okay.
I don't have a character arc or a story or a narrative.
Here's a big relationship I had. All of my, like, the relationships that I have been either most invested in or just like the most in love and or the most excited about are the ones that have like the deepest hardships, because to me, I'm like, if we can make it through this, that's fate, baby. Whereas if like I meet someone where I get along really well with them on a first date, and then we just kind of like naturally keep seeing each other and eventually decide maybe we should be in a relationship, I'm like, I could have done that with anyone, you know? Mm. But if you are someone who, for example, lives on the other side of the country, has never been in a relationship before.
Okay, right. We got this.
If we overcome this, that's fate.
Yeah.
That is something I need to think about and work on. And then also when examining recently my views on monogamy, I sort of had a bit of a realization, because I have been like far more comfortable not, for like first time in my life, I feel like I'm not looking for a monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm not like actively seeking that. Mm-hmm. And I think a big part of it is that I have felt like I have so deeply mothered the people that I've been in my past relationships with, then I'm like, you know what? Let's throw another parent in this mix at the very least.
You're like, at least I won't be a single parent. Literally. At the very fucking least, I will not be a single parent. Holy shit, that's hilarious. I mean, I've been...
Joint custody!
Exactly! Wow.
And that should not be why you ever consider non-monogamy.
No, not quite. Mm-hmm. However, I've been trying to get you to consider non-monogamy forever, because I just think it would work with, it would work in your favor if you could get over your bullshit.
Right.
Because you love to go on little dates.
Mm-hmm.
You could go on little dates forever and have your soulmate in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well...
As many of you know, Friday and I have launched our music careers.
Yes.
And with the holiday season coming close, we have recorded
a new single
that you can play and maybe relate to when you are home for any of the upcoming holidays. It's called
Dead Named at Christmas,
in parentheses, misgendered. this is a first cut. This is not like...
This is raw.
This is raw, but we wanted to share it with you guys, so we're just going to throw it in here.
If anybody would like to make us a remix, go ahead and do that and send it in to us. We could re-release it together if it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be frank with you.
If it's good...
You got to show your chops.
Yeah.
Because what we've put together is pretty big money-making material.
Yeah.
So
without further ado...
There's presents under the tree, but the worst present you could give to me would be dead named at Christmas. Dead named at Christmas. We've decked the halls, we've made them gay, but there's one thing you shouldn't say. It's dead named at Christmas. Dead named at Christmas. Santa's pronouns are he, him, and Mrs. Claus is our she, her. But the elves are non-binary. That is just the truth. Misgendered at Christmas. Misgendered at Christmas. We're leaning close under the mistletoe, and you say there's something that you should know. I've never been with a girl before. Uh-oh. there's been a misunderstanding. We're coming out at Christmas. We're coming out at Christmas. Elves are non-binary.
Hi, my name is Friday. My pronouns are they, them. Today I am abstinent.
Oh!
Yeah, I would not top, bottom, or a switch.
Hi, my name is Jules. My pronouns are she, they. And today I am a bottom who would try just about anything as long as it wasn't too much physical work.
That is so honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to break a sweat doing it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable face sitting?
Sitting on someone's face?
Yeah.
Well, or having someone sat upon my face.
Sure,
both. Love someone sat upon my face. What a delight, because I'm just laying down, baby.
Right.
For me, I don't know about being up there. I'm not going to come, so what's the point?
You're not going to come?
No.
Positive.
I used to come all the time that way, but that was because I was fucking someone I literally hated and wanted dead. So it turned me on to get them to shut the fuck up with my pussy. But I really love my partner. I don't, not into that at the moment. What about you?
I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm good with it. I like it.
On top or on bottom? Riding or rider?
Okay. Ridey, rider, ridest. Either or. I will say I did have like a little bit. Okay, I won't say when it was, and I won't say who it was, but...
I will.
I was, like, sitting on somebody's face at one point in my life, and I was expressing to them, I was like, I'm nervous about, you know, putting too much pressure on you, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, it's fine. In fact, to show you that it's fine, let me sit on your face with my full weight to show you that it's fine. And I was like, okay, okay, sure.
And it wasn't fine.
It just like it was so much. It was like it covered like up to my eyes. And I felt like I was dying. But I had to be like really nice about it. So I was like, "Oh yeah, you're right. Like it totally fine."
Oh my fucking god.
It was just like generally, yes, like, I'm fine with people sitting on my face, that's great, whatever, but, like, and it was, like, really her trying to make a point that it was, like, see, look, like, you're fine, like, it's not so bad, and I was just, like, that has solidified my fear more than ever, because I just thought I was gonna fucking die.
You're, like, we can't have sex tonight anymore, I'm freaking out. Oh my god, dude, sometimes sex is a sensory fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever like exited your body during sex and like really in that moment had the confidence to be like, we have to stop for a moment?
I've done it a couple times. I've been like, can we stop?
Yeah.
Or typically the person who's fucking me notices, goes, hey, yes. You've gone completely limp. You've made no sounds. I'm pretty sure you're not breathing.
You're dead.
And you've been staring out the window longingly for about the past minute. I'm going to go ahead and pump the brakes and see what's up.
Let's quickly dive into a holiday gift guide.
Okay, yes.
A gift for your situationship. Like someone you've been seeing for a while, but
yes.
But you're not like in a relationship, so it feels weird to get them something, but it feels wrong to not get them anything.
Okay. Well, it depends on what you want out of it. If you're trying to cuff your situationship, get them a oversized hoodie that they love.
Aww.
Favorite musical artists, go to their website, check out their merch. an extra large for their body type. So start at their body type and then go extra large from that.
Wow, that's a really good idea.
Because then they are throwing it on, they're cozying up. It's kind of like the same effect as like having your hoodie, but it's like a hoodie that you got them. It has to be stylish and cute so they can wear it out, but oversized enough that they can sleep in it.
Wow, that's great. It's a really good answer.
That is the gift to give your situationship that you're trying to cuff.
Now, what would you get your gay best friend?
A small gift.
Okay.
But come over with really fun plans. So come over with stuff to like make some kind of food, like either dinner or like cookies or something.
Okay.
With like beverages and then like a fun plan, like a fun movie or game you guys really like.
That's sweet.
You know, like, just, like, a little... And then, like, have a little gift and be like, here's your little gift.
Mm-hmm.
Or does that seem too romantic?
That, I mean, that sounds very romantic. But people don't really do romantic things for me, so that would be, like, something very romantic for me.
I do that for you all the time.
I know. It feels romantic.
Oh.
Like, that is literally the most romantic thing that's happened to me in years, probably, is when we do things like that.
Right.
I don't know. Do you feel like you have romantic things happen to you a lot?
Ted is quite the romancer.
I've never dated a romantic person.
Jules, what would you get your bestie for Christmas? That isn't me.
Honestly, I'm trying to like sort of lean more into experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So I would maybe look online and see if there's any sort of concert coming up in our area that bestie would like and that I would also enjoy.
Yes.
And I would probably create an itinerary for the night. I'd be like, okay, bestie, I got us tickets to go to this concert and there's this bar right next to it that has the cutest happy hour with like, you know, delicious food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go there, then we're going to go to the concert, and then after, like, come over for a slumber party.
Okay, love.
I also just like described a romantic date.
I know, that's extremely romantic. Okay.
But I mean, I think in queer friendships, like, those are romantic friendships. Like, it's romantic, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
or straight girls. I feel like straight girls also get it. Like, with each other.
Yeah.
Like, they'll do romantic things for each other.
I would never do romantic shit for a straight girl, though.
That is so real.
She'd be like, you fucking disgusting lesbian. Yeah.
Okay, what's a good gift guide for somebody to get your enemy?
I would get my enemy one of those things that you can get made at the beach where it's like a keychain and you look into it and it's a photo.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just find like a really weird picture of me and the enemy. Like maybe not like even one where maybe there's a third person in it or like it's more of like a candid situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get them a picture of us put into that microscope thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a gift where, like, that's going to confuse the shit out of them.
Right.
You know, because it takes kind of just enough work to be like, you really kind of thought about this.
Right.
Or I would get them one of those electric picture frames that you can put in your house that just, like, rotates pictures. Because I think that's the least personal, most weird gift you could possibly give someone.
You give them an electric picture frame, but all the pictures are just threats.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
They're like, you're going to be fucking sorry. You're gonna be so fucking sorry.
Yeah, I give them an Alexa, but it's connected only to my Amazon account.
At night, you're like,
I set like crazy alarms every night. Like different.
You're like, woof, woof.
Yeah. What would you get for your sneaky link? Like, it's not even a situationship. It's a sneaky link, but, like, you want it to be, like, kind of funny, kind of cheeky.
Inside joke.
Yeah. I feel like I would get, like...
Inside joke gift.
A silicone mold of my pussy or something.
Okay, that's really extra, though. That's really insane and extra, though.
I know, that's kind of, like, the kind of insane behavior, like, I can be okay with. I can get behind that. You know, like...
Like, I would maybe get my sneaky link, like, a cameo.
That's funny.
Yeah, get him a cameo from someone that you guys have, like, memed
laughed
about.
Before, yeah.
Yeah.
Memed about?
Mm-hmm.
He asked you all to send in your questions or topics you want to hear. This is from someone who said, my best friend is in love with me, and I am dating her friend, and now she resents him and is very jealous.
Okay, you've got to cut it off with the best friend that's in love with you.
I agreed. Honestly, to that...
that is like, never a healthy relationship.
And that's not your problem that someone's in love with you.
It really sucks you're going to lose your best friend. I can't imagine how hard that's going to be. definitely have lost a bestie in there because there were feelings, but you gotta stop.
The worst dynamic you can have is a best friend that you secretly love.
Yeah, oh my god.
For both sides. Both sides.
For everybody. Yeah. And it's unfair and it's weird. And it's gonna prevent you from, like, being happy in your relationships because...
You're gonna secretly want to be with that person.
Or they're gonna secretly want to be with you and then hate you for it. Like, get out of there. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard advice to hear on a podcast. Damn.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Okay, this person says, I met this girl organically. By date two, she wrote me poems and told me she was planning for our future together. Classic lesbian stuff, LOL. On date three, she got a dog and asked if I wanted to raise it together. Hmm? On date four, she tells me she's married to a man and that she can't keep seeing me because she's not ready for more commitment. Please help me get over this lesbian heartbreak. LMAO.
Is this person poly or they were just cheating?
I'm gonna need to hear. I'm gonna need some info.
Okay, first things first, just, like, get the fuck away from that. That sucks. I'm sorry you're going through a heartbreak. But also, I think you maybe need to do a little bit of sort of, like, introspection if you have truly fallen in love with someone after four dates. And
because that is called, say it, 3, 2, 1, love bombing.
And a little that bit love bombing on your part, too. If you're like, I'm in love with you after a couple dates, like, you have been severely love bombed and maybe also have played into it a bit yourself. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think now would be a great time for you to sort of take a step back and maybe really examine and what you're looking for, and just take a beat.
Take a solid beat and ask yourself about the love bombing. Love bombing is always bad. That is never how you meet your soulmate. Your soulmate will be nice and not manipulate you.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Your soulmate won't manipulate you at the get of your relationship, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. You're crazy, kids. Get out of here.
This person says, basically, there's another lesbian in my city with my same name, and we have a very similar style and aesthetic. We've ended up dating the same person multiple times throughout the past few years. Anyway, I'm currently hooking up with the other person's ex-girlfriend right now.
Okay, sounds like you're part of the problem.
You are part, and you know I love you.
We literally love you. You have to stop the pipeline. The pipeline stops with you.
You can, I guess, I mean, if you're going to keep hooking up with this ex, like, are you going to date her or what's the situation?
What's the situation? Because otherwise, cut it out.
If she's just, like, fun to hook up with, find someone else who's fun to hook up with. There's a lot of them. Okay, thank you guys so much. A reminder that we're releasing bi-weekly right now. So
releasing
if you
bi-weekly.
Don't think that we stopped if you just don't see us when
don't
we
think that we stopped.
It's because we're coming the next week. And also,
we're in this.
Huge news coming in our next podcast.
Yeah, huge news coming in the next podcast. Just honestly, just follow our Instagram, Gay They Podcast.
Rate, comment, subscribe.
Leave us a review.
Please, 5-star us.
And, you know, and put your notifications on because since it's bi-weekly, you're going to forget. We're working up to weekly. We just don't want to overcommit because we've done you guys so dirty in the past.
And if you see that the rating on Spotify is a 4.5 instead of a 5 right now, it's because my ex went in and one starred it. I just know it. So just don't.
So help us out, okay?
Counteract.
Help us out.
Yeah.
Because all I need is a beauty and the beat. You can make my life complete.
Thank you guys.
Gay and They is a Fruit House production.